USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans.
President Biden's comments at the White House, that holds true for borrowers earning less than $125,000, and you are eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness for Pell Grant recipients. The president also pausing student loan payments until the end of the year, and repayments for student loans will now be capped at 5% of monthly income. A UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Speaking through a translator, Zelensky again accusing Russia of committing war crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A prosecutor makes a decision regarding two Atlanta police officers.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorneys trying to convince a jury to sentence a convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter to life in prison are calling a retired clinical psychologist to the witness stand. Dr. Frederick Cavett says he began seeing a developmentally delayed Nicholas Cruz when he was an 8-year-old first grader.
So clearly the fact that he was an average intelligence and able to comprehend things, we were hopeful that with treatment he would continue to improve.
Cruz will either be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Students in Columbus, Ohio started virtual learning on Wednesday as the teachers' union continues to strike. Columbus Education Association spokesperson Regina Fuentes maintains the school board's offer was not enough.
We made some movements, and we are proud of the movements that we made, both economic and non-economic, but there's still room to go.
A Northern California DA claims his office found that 70% of all defenders released were rearrested for new crimes. Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisig tells Fox News that it's zero bail policies that concern him.
It's a staggering number. I mean, it frankly it shocks the conscience to think that many new crimes were committed by these people, released on zero bail, and all of the new victims. That's what I thought about, all of the new victims.
Home prices are down this summer for the first time in 3 years. Mortgage analytics firm Black Knight reported they declined by just under 0.8% from June to July. That's the largest drop in a single month since January 2011. California will put a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars in effect by 2035. Issued by the California Air Resources Board, the rule will require that every new car sold in the state beginning in 2035 must be free of fossil fuel emissions that are a significant cause for climate change. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.